Hello everyone, and thanks for joining today's webinar on how to empower SAP customers with advanced cyber risk management. My name is Cecile Giloy and I will be managing today's session. Before we get started, I have some housekeeping notes. First, I want to point out the questions module within the ON24 platform. We welcome you to enter your questions at any point during the presentation, and if time allows, we will answer whatever questions we can at the end of the session. You can always adjust the size of the media player and slides on your end to make them bigger or smaller, depending on your preference. And finally, please note that this session is being recorded and we'll share a link to the session after we wrap up today. Now I'm going to pass it over to our presenter. With us today, we have Bo Bade-Petersen from SAP and Pedro Perez-Beguia from Onaptiv. They will be taking us through on how to navigate the complex cybersecurity environment effectively based on the collaboration of Onaptiv and SAP. And with that, I hand it over to our speakers. Pedro, you can take it away from here.
Thank you so much, Cecil. Thanks for the introduction. So yeah, my name is Pedro Perez. I'm part of the sales engineering team at Onaptiv. I joined the company almost already 3 years ago. And I'm gladly supporting different regions. Very nice meeting you. And with me, I have Bo Bade-Petersen from SAP. Please, Bo.
Yeah, thank you, Pedro. Yeah, so hi, everyone. My name is Bo Bade-Petersen, part of our Center of Excellence for our governance, risk, and compliance solutions within SAP. Been with SAP for around 10 years, but worked with the, let's say, SAP security topic since late 90s. So I'm very excited to be here. And yeah, thank you, Pedro, for letting me be part of this.
Thanks for joining. Really.
Yeah, so if I can start on this one, Pedro, I think one of the key things, right, especially when navigating the cybersecurity space, I think a lot of corporations today are leveraging the NIST framework, right, to make sure that they have some guardrails in terms of what they need to be looking for. So we took kind of the foundation for the NIST framework to kind of guide you through at least, you know, some of the topics that we'll be covering today. And the first part, when we're looking at the identify, so how do we actually identify risk? What is it that we need to be aware of, and how can we mitigate those type of vulnerabilities that might be out there? And I know Pedro has a good story around this, but just so you kind of understand that we try to kind of walk you through the identify, protect, detect, and respond to make sure that you kind of cover the different areas in the specific context. But yeah, back to you, Pedro.
Thank you so much, Bo. So first, let's have a look at the current situation. As you can see in these slides, this is an evolution of the cyber attacks in business critical applications, especially SAP. So as you see, from the first public exploit targeting SAP applications, in 2012, we can see how each and every year you see some evolution on the threat actors, the way they are targeting the SAP systems, how they become aware of the importance of the SAP systems, how they are gaining expertise. So you see already 1 year later, 2013, cyber criminals creating malware targeting SAP, public exploits in 2014, nation state sponsored attacks in 2015, the first US Department of Homeland Security alert raised for attacks on SAP business applications in 2017. Okay, and then you see some interest on the dark web about, you know, SAP and Oracle. But if you have a quick look from 2018 till 2022, you have one Department of Homeland Security alert every year. And then you have all the nice and funny most known vulnerabilities like 10K Blaze, Recon, the RFC vulnerabilities, public exploits on the Solman, ICMAT. So you see how they are steadily but relentlessly targeting SAP applications and how they are evolving. If you have a quick look on 2023 vulnerabilities, you have P4 change, which is a very important one, but I would like you to focus on the credentials compromise, the ransomware on the rise, and the resurface of all vulnerabilities, because this is something that we are going to have a quick look right now. So, as Bo mentioned brilliantly when we were discussing the slides, the risk has always been there, but now it's just too big to ignore it. Okay, so you know that risk is probability multiplied by the impact. The impact has always been huge when we talk about the SAP applications, because are the applications who are supporting our core business processes, but the probability now has increased massively. Okay, is not only because your attack surface is much, much bigger. It's also because the threat actors have also automated ways of exploitation. And also, as you will see now, because ransomware and malware are in the picture right now. Okay. So latest threats. Actively exploited vulnerabilities. The vulnerabilities affecting the SAP technology are well known by the threat actors. The CVA catalog includes many SAP CVEs. We are monitoring the exploited CVEs, but also there are other sources which are providing evidence of additional CVEs being exploited. The key takeaways in here is that exploits are chained. Okay, so you are not going to die from one single exploit. They are chained different vulnerabilities in order to gain full access of your SAP systems. As I mentioned, they have ways to automate exploitation and also to get hands-on when it's required. And also sometimes we have seen that the exploitation happens before the exploits are publicly available, okay? So I know about this vulnerability, I create my exploit, I use it for my own purposes, and then I can also sell it, okay? That's the main idea. SAP user credentials are also compromised. Last year, between March and June, there were thousands of credentials dumped in a Telegram channel. This was part of a larger credential compromise campaign, but there were thousands of SAP application credentials in this dump. Okay, many of the products that we detected in there were related to Portal, ABAP, Fiori, and many others. Why is this relevant? Because malware is a great mechanism to gather SAP credentials, and because you must be aware that malware understands SAP application and is able to compromise them. Ransomware. Oh, surprise, ransomware also affects SAP applications, okay? We were spreading the word already in 2021. There were other sources already warning about it a year later, but in 2023, it was already published by one of the threat actors that they were able to make a successful ransomware attack of a large organization, okay? What does it mean? First, as I mentioned, that ransomware can affect SAP applications and data as well. Cybersecurity hygiene is extremely important to be implemented and maintained. And then vulnerability management and continuous monitoring for your SAP systems are critical. This is a recap of 2023's SAP security notes. Okay, so as you can see, we have an average of 15 new or updated nodes per month. You have an average of 2 hot news per month. You have an average of more than 3 high priority nodes per month. Okay, Dionapsis Research Labs contributed on the resolution of more than 50 vulnerabilities, and there are several vulnerabilities which we also saw on the previous slide that are of huge importance that need to be addressed. What's the key takeaway from here? So SAP is working hard to deliver solutions for the companies to run their businesses, but those solutions are really complex and also are extremely big in terms of millions of lines of code. Okay, and also they are evolving and they are getting more complex because your businesses also are getting more complex. Okay, this means that the vulnerabilities will always be there just because of the huge complexity of the solutions and the size in number of millions of lines of code. Okay, so you need to be extremely aware and take care of your SAP application layer. Also means, and we will see an example right now, that your time to patch is decreasing dramatically. Okay, so I will use the old Recon vulnerability as an example, just for you to see how quick it can go. So Recon is an old vulnerability from 2020, was also detected and reported by Dionapsis Research Labs, and it has a CVSS score of 10 out of 10. Okay, so for you to be aware of the how narrow is your time to patch. So Dionapsis Research Labs identified the vulnerability and submitted it to SAP with all the relevant documentation. You see that a few days later, SAP confirmed the vulnerability, and then immediately we started to work together on the patch. A few days later, Onapsis platform was updated, so we were able to provide pre-patch protection to our customers. But I would like you to focus on the upcoming dates. So on the 13th, SAP released the patch and the advisory and the US Department of Homeland Security and other entities released their alerts. Okay, just 2 days after, there was already a public exploit POC in GitHub. And just one day after, on the 16th, we were able to detect a mass scanning regarding Recon vulnerability. And there was already how to exploit video posted on YouTube. Okay, so that's the speed. We are talking about, 72 hours. 72 hours for you to apply the patch. Okay, and just 3 days later, on the 19th, the exploit was available for sale already. So this is how fast it goes, and this is how narrow is your window to patch your SAP systems. As I've mentioned in the previous slides, Dionapsis Research Labs is the largest independent research labs in the industry, and we are proud of our contribution on securing SAP systems and our contribution to the SAP ecosystem. Just last year, almost 30% of the SAP critical security nodes were influenced by us. As I mentioned, there are 6 United States of Department of Homeland Security critical alerts based on our research. We have discovered more than 1,000 zero days since the company was founded in 2009. What does it mean? This means that we can provide, we always provide the latest threat intel automatically to our customers. And most importantly, that we can provide pre-patch protection, as I mentioned, for example, with the Recon example. Okay. So what we would like to talk about is on how SAP and OnAppsys work together in order to help customers to manage their cyber risk and to improve their SAP security posture.
And I think you're right, Pedro. I think it's the best of two worlds, right? As the slide says, that on one side, we have OnAppsys and your research lab, and basically understanding in detail, what risks and what vulnerabilities exist out there, and with patches being, let's say, in process of being created, there is time where these exploits and these vulnerabilities can definitely be used, and I think that's where we need to have, eye on the ball, right? We need to make sure that we monitor the different kind of ways into the system or exploits that might be misused, right? And I think at least from an SAP perspective, we focus very much on the, let's say, on the application layer, and looking at information that we receive from partners like OnAppsys, right, in terms of what would indicate that a certain exploit is being used, or a certain weakness that is being exploited. So I think that's the whole idea around this. We'll continue on this one. So I think again, going back to the NIST framework and what we're looking at. So in terms of identifying risk, right, we can definitely see OnAppsys as a very valuable partner, right, in terms of identifying on a very kind of technical level how systems, SAP applications in general as well, can be targeted and ways into the system that potentially have certain types of weaknesses that needs to be addressed, either from a technical or our integration perspective or a functionality perspective, right? So we understand on a very detailed level, what needs to be done and how that needs to be done. Now the other part, and I think this is quite key to this whole conversation, is, well, how do we actually protect the systems? Now a patch is definitely a way forward if the system can be patched, right? Some of these exploits, might not always give us, that capability. But if we do have the capability of developing a patch and addressing a certain vulnerability in terms of how systems are operating, then that is something that we would need to wait for. And what would you do, let's say, in the meantime? So we can't rely 100% on, let's say, patching or configuration in general, because sometimes, systems can be misconfigured, exploits can be developed, and so forth, right? So there's a lot of different parameters that needs to be considered. So one of the things, at least from an SAP perspective also, is when we do talk about protecting, like let's say we want to protect certain types of data, certain types of IP and so forth, we can do that on different levels, right? And we can make sure that we have our, access controls in place where, users only get access to what they need from a functionality perspective. But it could also be that we want to make sure that certain information is not visible to everybody within the organization. So we have, like, on a very high level, we can go in and dynamically mask certain types of data that we find critical for us running the business that we do not want to share with the outside. So we have a masking functionality that can be added into the mix. And also from a pure logging perspective, like if we have users that has access to certain types of sensitive data, well, by the sheer virtue of them having access and being able to view that, we might want to record that and make sure that we have evidence if that data at some point is being leaked. Then we can tell who has actually viewed that information, and we know or can at least investigate where the leak was originating from. But that kind of takes us to the next point as well, is with this information, how do we monitor threats in general on the application layer? And we'll cover that in a second. But we have a solution called Enterprise Threat Detection that kind of complements what Anapsys is doing with, let's say, additional real-time analysis of of actual, let's say, system activity. But if we first go back to the masking side of things, right? So in essence, what we're doing with our masking solutions is fairly basic, right? We identify certain types of information that we do not want to share broadly across the field, and then we can set up certain types of policies where individuals can get access to that specific data set if they have the right context, if they have the right, let's say, attributes connected to them, so that the data is visible. And we decide on how we want to mask that data. And the cool thing around this is we can also do this dynamically. So if we can see that data is being accessed in the wrong fashion, right? So let's say we've identified a certain vulnerability that goes into our S4 system, and we can tell that that is being misused by a person that wants to gain access to sensitive data, we can dynamically mask that specific data set for that individual. The other way around as well is we make it a bit, let's say, easy for customers or organizations to use as well, because we might want to protect data, but under certain circumstances, that data needs to be available right for the right individual. So we have what we call reveal on demand. So based again on the context, are you able to request access to look at specific data? Now, if you envision let's say, a cyber attack, and we can see that somebody is trying to get to certain specific data that we deem sensitive, well, we can then dynamically mask that. And if somebody do need access to it under, these circumstances, then they can request that access, and we can validate if that individual, has a need to view the data, right? So that kind of goes into the protect side of things. Now, if we take that a bit forward, right, and kind of jump in this framework again and say, well, how do we detect if somebody is trying to get to data that is sensitive? How do we know that it's not a legit way of getting access to data? Well, when we look at detect, right, we have that kind of, that next level where we want to make sure that we understand how users potentially are operating and using the system, because that gives us an indication as, are they doing things the way that they're supposed to, or are we seeing, let's say, patterns that potentially are misusing the system? Are we seeing that, systems are communicating in the wrong way? So on one side we have, user behavior analytics, on the other side we have patterns that, in terms of sequence, and when we look at the different types of events that are happening, then those sequence of events might result in a threat that we need to be aware of. Yeah, and that gets us into the next one, Pedro, around vulnerability management, right? So how do we manage those?
Yes, indeed. The main purpose of the vulnerability management is to provide you the visibility and understanding that you need to get a good grip on your current SAP security posture and how to improve it and how to effectively manage the risks. Okay, so how can we do this? We provide many different out-of-the-box policies. For example, regarding related to SAP Security Baseline and also some other interesting ones being updated constantly. For example, after Patch Tuesday and with several hundreds of checks, you also have the capability of creating your custom policies and checks. We also provide you with the right tools and information to not only prioritize all the findings, but also to all the step-by-step guidance to properly remediate them based on the SAP best practices for security. And of course, I mean, the solution is premium certified, and our vulnerability management solution is specifically agentless. And also, as the world platform can be fully integrated with SAP TD, where you can use the real-time monitoring capabilities, the great dashboards that SAP TD is providing you, also the root cause analysis, and many other things that SAP TD can give you.
Yeah, and I think if I can add to that, Pedro, because yes. I agree. I think, you know, with Anapsys as an endorsed app, right, and you having quite a good process around, you know, managing, let's say, vulnerabilities in the different areas. What we're at least I think where we complement, right, the different or the setup is when we do the real time monitoring with enterprise threat detection, we look at the, you know, at the application level layer, right, mm-hmm. and what we're trying to look for are, let's say, the different sequences that a certain vulnerability, you know, kind of would indicate somebody's misusing, right? So if we can see a certain, you know, a certain pattern that, you know, fits that description, then we can raise that alert and we can, you know, make sure that that, you know, we can react. On the flip side, right? It's also, you know, sometimes if we don't know that there is a exploit that has been that has been used, well, how do we identify the root cause analysis? How do we go into the details? And I think that's, again, you know, we're sharing information where we have, let's say, the visibility into what's going on in SAP, and you have an understanding of, you know, kind of what is needed, right, to for anyone to kind of, you know, take advantage of a certain vulnerability in the system. So I think it's absolutely key when we look at the vulnerability management is not just, you know, again, identifying it and protecting against it, but also understanding, you know, we can go a bit deeper. We can actually decipher everything that has been going on. And I think that's absolutely critical. But yeah, back to you, Pedro, sorry.
Indeed. Well, thanks for the information. The custom code security, the main focus here is the shift left and stay clean, as we say. Okay, so the idea here is to scan your custom code in development phase, because then it's quicker, cheaper, and easier to solve all the issues. And also, in this way, we avoid vulnerabilities to hit production. Okay, that's the main idea. We provide out of the box custom code scans. You also can configure your own use cases as well. We support ABAP and all the HANA native languages. Okay, and we can integrate with the ABAP development workbench and also with Eclipse, Web API, Business Application Studio, and many others. We have a patented technology for controlling data flow, which really helps to do a proper custom code analysis. Okay, so if there's a condition, we are checking the condition. If there's a loop, we are checking the loop. If there's a call to another function, we are checking it as well. We provide several hundreds of test cases for six or seven different test domain cases like security, compliance, robustness, data loss prevention, maintainability, and some others. And we are also able to provide a solution to automatic mass code correction in development, of course, which can help you to save time and effort by solving several thousands of findings related to some very specific use cases that we know that are the most common ones and the most the ones that are you know, generating more use cases as well. Okay, so here is about avoiding new vulnerabilities to hit production, and also once we get into this stay clean, we can also help to check the already deployed custom code and then ideally go into a get clean status where you can also solve all the issues on the already deployed custom code until you get to an acceptable level of risk within your custom code as well. Bo, anything else that you would like to also add?
No, I think at least from my perspective, I mean, I think most people, they are familiar with the Code Vulnerability Analyzer, right? Which is very much focused on ABAP. But I think, again, it's one of those scenarios where, Onapsis has much wider range of custom code scanning tools, right? So not much to add from my side on this one.
Also, I would like to point out the capability of ETD to monitor the code execution, which is really something to take into consideration. Okay, so with the Synapse Control, we can check, the code in development. We can do a very deep analysis. But I do really find personally this capability of, monitoring the code execution from ETD really, really, really interesting and powerful.
Yeah, I think, I mean, yeah, to add to that, but I agree with you. And I think one of the key things, and I don't think we touched on that, but if we look at some of the, let's say, critical function modules, right, that exist within SAP, and oftentimes when we look at some of the vulnerabilities that has been identified, it's going back into the 65,000 plus, code programs that are snippets that exist right within the ERP system, and taking advantage of some of the code that is resident there, right? And I think, again, we can mark, what the critical function modules are that we don't want to see executed, and also if it is custom code, right, we can mark that as a and have an alert to investigate, why certain functionality is being called. So I agree with that, and I think that's exactly it. Again, having the preventive assessment of the code to make sure that there's no backdoors, there's no SQL scripting, and so forth is critical, right, for introducing that code into a productive environment. Once it's there, yes, we can have threat detection, kind of monitor whether or not the code is being leveraged and misused. So again, we need to make these things work together. I agree with you.
Perfectly complementing each other, yes, indeed. Transport security as well here. The main purpose is to be able, what we do, we are able to scan absolutely anything within a transport request. As you may know, usually mean transport requests are a bit kind of black boxes, can be intentionally or unintentionally be used as a Trojan horse. Okay, so you can try to squeeze something in a transport request, not only talking about custom code, but also, I mean, staffing tables that you just need to move through the system line in order to gain some privileges in production and so on. So here the main thing is that we can detect absolutely anything within a transport request, like the X-ray machine in the airport, because we can disassemble the transport files. Okay, so it's not only related to the custom code, if there are still vulnerabilities and so on, or for example, if there's a program calling another program which doesn't exist on the target system nor in the transport files, which will generate dumps. So we can see all these kind of things. But also again, if I don't know, someone is trying to squeeze a new user, squeezing table USR02, or if you are doing a table conversion accidentally, moving a table from development to production. So we can see absolutely everything. This not only helps to reduce the vulnerabilities, but also this helps to minimize any potential impact in production, like P1s, performance issues, system downtimes, and these kind of things. And then last but not least, the threat intel and zero day. The threat intel from Onapsis is mainly another way of showing you the information that you already have in the Onapsis platform, but is a more, let's say, user-friendly way to see if there are not only there are new zero days, new threat actors, and what are they doing, and also everything related to each and every SAP Patch Tuesday, but also we are telling you, okay, those are your systems impacted. This is the way that you can solve it. We have detected these already. Okay, so it's a nice way to be completely up to date with all the threat intel that is coming from the Onapsis Research Labs. And also you can use the great capabilities from SAP TD regarding detection of zero-day execution, plus other ETD capabilities regarding later on forensics and many other things. Anything else, Bo, that you would like to add here?
No, I think we covered most of it, right? I think it's really key, right? In terms of, you know, when we talk zero-day kind of protection, I think we have a very good, let's say, we have the tools in the toolbox, right, to make sure that we at least are somewhat resilient to whatever is going to come out there. I think the transparency, right, in terms of, you know, once things have been identified as a vulnerability and getting the word out there, you know, that whole process is working very well. But there is a time gap, right, from when something is being detected until something, you know, is actually being fixed. And I think that's where customers need to definitely focus and have, you know, good procedures in place to make sure that they understand when they're under attack, right? And I think that's where, you know, we have a play and where hopefully, right, we can help our customers stay secure. Yeah.
Totally agree.
Yeah, so I think from a key takeaway perspective, right? I mean, you mentioned that early on, right? That the cyber risks are higher than ever before. I like your slide with the risks and the probability and the impact, because we can definitely tell that the probability of customers being attacked is almost 100%, right, today. Mm-hmm. The impact, right, with the skills within, you know, how to take advantage of the exploits and the vulnerabilities and understanding, you know, the business in, you know, in an ERP system today, right? It's so advanced. I mean, the attacks that we're seeing, it's not, you know, a script kiddie trying to deface a homepage. They know how to run a business transaction and, you know, send money out of the system. So the impact is extreme. So that means the risk, I mean, it is definitely something to be very aware of. But yeah, so I like that slide. I think it has a lot of value, but and a truth to it.
Indeed, and I mean also related to the risk, as you already mentioned, you know, the SAP attack surface now is bigger than ever. We have systems on-prem, systems in cloud. We are using SaaS applications. We are using mobile applications. Our SAP systems, as are the core of the business, are connected to many different external systems. You have third-party service providers logging in and so on. So then also related to all of this, as we mentioned, so the defense in depth has multiple layers. So our focus and what we were discussing today is about the SAP application layer, because we do know that many times is not receiving the, let's say, desired attention. We already know that mostly focus can go on one side, on perimeter network, endpoint and so on, which is the right thing to do. On the other side, you have all the user access and authorizations, which is also the right thing to do as well. But we just need to remember that besides this, you have many other things within your SAP application layer that you need to take care of.
No, go ahead, Pedro.
Please. No, please.
No, well, I was just thinking, because you're absolutely right. Right, there's no one thing that is going to fix everything. Right, it's a combination of, as you mentioned, you know, the access governance and everything else around it. And I think, you know, especially based on what we've seen, you know, last last years, right? Is we have this whole transition to cloud as well, right? So there's this shared responsibility that you might have your, solutions hosted by a
Indeed.
hyperscaler, and they have, certain, SLAs that they deliver on in terms of protecting the infrastructure around it. But in essence, especially, when we come to the application layer, that is your responsibility that is as a business, as an organization. So you need to have those insights, right? You need to understand all those different layers and know when something is in your court that you need to fix.
This is indeed a very valid point. So it's important to have a deep look on the roles and responsibilities, and yeah, to be really aware of this shared responsibility model. Yes, you're completely right. And then yeah, last but not least, all the things that we were discussing today, the solutions that we have been mentioning, and how we both on Upsys and SAP are working together. So we are talking here about automation. There's a lot of automation, not only in staying up to date, but also automation on, scanning what's going on, alerting, being able to see vulnerabilities and so on. So it's very important that companies are using the tooling that can help them to improve their security posture and to streamline their processes and to get rid of manual reviews and manual tasks and so on. Yeah, so I don't know if we have any questions.
Thank you, Bo and Pedro. Let me quickly look into the Q&A box. I can see a first one coming in. So the first one, can customers use an Upsys and SAP independently?
So I think it's a good question. I think at least from our perspective, and we just kind of had left off on that on the key takeaways as well, is that there's no one pill, right, that fixes all sickness, right? You need to look into different ways of safeguarding yourself. I think yes, you can use the solutions independently. It adds value for sure, right? With an Upsys, you have the different let's say offerings, right, that exist within their toolkit. And the same with SAP, we have different solutions, one of them like Enterprise Threat Detection or CVA and so forth. But I think if the solutions stand alone and they work independently of anything else, you will get a view on what that solution is targeted at identifying and monitoring. So with that, you will not be able to get a complete picture of the risk that you might be exposed to. You would not be able to defend yourself against the type of attacks that might occur, right? So I think it's more you need to make sure you have the right solutions in place, right, for the different layers, for the different let's
Yes.
say defenses, right, that you need. And so the answer is yes, but I think the recommendation, at least from my side, is you need to not just put all your eggs in one basket, right? You need to have multiple layers of defense, and I think that's exactly where, Pedro and I we've discussed as well is what is it exactly that where does one solution stop and another one take over? Because you need to have that full picture. You need to have you need to understand the vulnerabilities. You need to understand how to detect if your system is under attack. You need to be able to react to that as well. So looking at again looking at the NIST framework, you need to identify. You need to detect and protect, right, and respond. So it's the whole series of things. But yeah, Pedro, sorry, I kind of grabbed this one, but yeah.
No. I mean, I totally agree. So you just explain it clearly. Yes.
Perfect.
So no, nothing to
Good.
add from my side.
Awesome. Good answer. I would say that brings us to time. For any other questions in the chat, we will be reaching out to you individually to get those answered as well. Also, just a brief reminder to everyone listening that this session has been recorded and the link to the recording will be emailed to you. And with that, thanks again to Bo and Pedro and to everyone for joining this webinar today. Have a good day, everyone. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.